محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته إن شاء الله. This is the first session of our new series on self-building. We are talking about different factors bearing on decision-making, how we are able to make a decision, because we human beings are free. So if we are free, we need to know how to exercise this freedom in the way which suits us, in the way which can secure our interests. So what are the factors that bear on our decision-making, and what is the importance of knowledge in decision-making, and what kind of knowledge we should have for being able to make proper decision for our life. So this is what we are going, inshallah, to cover today. Let us start now with the topic for the first session. When we want to make a decision, there are three major factors that contribute to making a decision. One is knowledge. If I don't know anything, I cannot make any decision. For example, you are going to a bookshop. You want to buy a book. Okay? So you must know first what book is. And then you must know what kind of book you are interested in. What kind of price you can afford. What type of language you know and you need. What type of level of familiarity you have with that subject. You cannot choose a book which is too simple or too difficult for you. What kind of style of writing you like. So there are many, many things that are to be known so that you can make a proper decision. Otherwise, we may go and either we cannot buy anything or we may buy something which is not suitable, which is not appropriate. If someone wants to make, for example, a decision about what subjects to study for example, A-level, or what subject to study in the university, for sure, lots of information is needed, lots of knowledge is needed so that you can make proper decision. But knowledge is not the only thing. In addition to knowledge, we need to have desire, we need to have motivation. Because if I know something is very useful, if I know that this book is very useful, but if I don't have desire for learning, so this is not going to work, this is not going to persuade me to read. Unfortunately, we see that there are many cases in which that we have many good things available, but we are not that much motivated. And sometimes just it gives us some kind of confidence to see that something is available. As long as it's available, it's okay. So for example, you know, they say, is such a book available? Say, yes, this is available. So that person is relaxed. If you say it's not available, then it makes a force so that he can find the book. But if you say it's available or this lecture is online or this course is going on, then they are relaxed. Because they say, okay, whenever I want, I can benefit. But this is not the way that it should be. We need desire for something which is useful for us, something which is beneficial. And also we need power. Sometimes you have knowledge and desire, but you don't have power. It's not available. There are many people who are thirsty for knowledge, and they know what kind of knowledge they need, but there is no one to teach them. There is no book available. There is no alim available. So it's not that always what you want, you can do. The only time that you can do what you want is when you have knowledge and desire and power all together. And this is what we call tawfiq. Tawfiq is to have all the requirements together for every single decision to make. You need thousands of things to be available. If you look carefully, there are thousands of things that should work. And there are thousands of things that should not be there, so that you can do simple thing. Just for example, the fact that we have come here. There could have been thousands of things that could have stopped us coming here. And also we needed lots of things to happen so that there is such a possibility that we come. So, this is called tawfiq, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help for us. Of course, if we benefit from what is provided, then Allah will inshallah increase. If we don't benefit, then it will be taken away. Okay, knowledge, desire, and power. Now let's see what is the role of each of these three in self-building. We need power. As we said, human beings are free. So there is no one who is forced to be bad. There is no one who is forced to be wicked. There is no one who is created as a wicked person. When we are given freedom, this means that we have the power to become good or bad. Of course, I should admit that people have different types of power, different extent of power. Some people are very much prepared for spirituality. Some people are very much up to it. They are so pure, they are so soft in their hearts, that for them, undertaking this journey is not very difficult. For some people, it's very difficult. But this doesn't mean that some people are deprived from the power of becoming good. As we said, people in the worst situations, in the worst conditions, still they can manage to become good. You remember the story of the wife of Pharaoh, the wife of Pharaoh, being forced to somehow live with Pharaoh and in the palace of Pharaoh and eating the same food that was provided for Pharaoh and all those things, still she managed to be a mu'min to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. She became a role model, a good example for all the believers, including men and women. And on the other hand, we have son of the Prophet Nuh, Allah Nabiyyina wa Alihi wa Sallam, who was under the care of a great prophet, one of the greatest prophets, one of the prophets with great determination, Ulul Azm, and still, he didn't want to follow the path of his father to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is not from you. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Although biologically and genetically he is your son, but spiritually he is not from you. So, people may have different power, different types of preparedness, different amount of readiness, but this doesn't mean that some people are forced to be good or forced to be bad. And what is important is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges us according to what He has given to us. لَا يُكَلَّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَهَا. So for the people that find a spirituality more difficult, a little they do would be equal to great things that the people who are everything available.